Bismillah, all praise is due to Allah, the Lord of the worlds, the creator of all the creations. Allah has no beginning and no ending. He exists without a place, without a shape or a form. He cannot be imagined in the minds. Allah is not contained in the directions. We ask Allah to raise the rank of Prophet Muhammad, his kind Al, family and companions. Sins of the abdomen. Among the sins of the abdomen are to consume the money of usurious gain, riba, to consume the money of taxes on trade, max, to consume the money of others taken from them by force, ghasb, to consume the money of stealing, sariqa, to consume anything taken through a deal unlawful by the Islamic law, sharra, to consume alcohol. The punishment of the drinker who is free is 40 lashes, and the slave receives one half of that. The caliph may add to that as a disciplinary action, ta'zir. To consume whatever is intoxicating, najas, filthy, and revolting. To consume the money of the orphan unrightfully. To consume the money of the waqfs, awqaf, in a way contrary to the condition set by the one who established it. To consume what was given out of shyness and not out of one's own goodwill. Sins of the eye. Among the sins of the eye are for men to look at the faces and hands of marriageable women with desire, and at other parts of their bodies with or without desire. Similarly, for the woman to look between the navels and the knees of marriageable men with or without desire, and to look at other parts of their bodies with desire. To look at the unlawful nakedness, awra. For a man or woman in private to needlessly uncover his or her private parts. On the other hand, one may look without desire at other than the area between the navel and knees of the non-marriageable person or the person of the same sex. To look down on a Muslim. To look into someone else's house without one's permission, or to look at something one kept hidden. Sins of the tongue. Among the sins of the tongue are to commit gossip, ghibah, that is, to mention in the absence of a Muslim a true matter about one that one hates to be mentioned. Talebearing among Muslims to stir up trouble among them, namima. Stirring up trouble without passing words, among others, even if it is goading animals to fight each other, tahrish. To lie, that is to say what is different from the truth. To commit perjury, that is to solemnly swear to a lie. To say words which attribute adultery or fornication, zina, to a person or to one of one's relatives, either explicitly or implicitly, with that intention. The punishment for one who is free is 80 lashes. The slave receives one half of that. To cuss the companions, sahaba, to give false testimony, to procrastinate paying one's debt when it is due and one is able, to cuss, curse, mock, or utter what harms a Muslim, to lie about Allah and His Messenger, to make a false claim, to divorce one's wife while she is menstruating or during a period of purity, tuhur, in which one has had sexual intercourse with her, bid'i, divorce. To utter the dhihar, like to say to one's wife, you are for me, like my mother, meaning I now do not copulate with you just as I do not copulate with my mother. If one does not divorce immediately after uttering this, one is obliged to fulfill an expiation, kaffara, which is to free a Muslim slave who has no defects, if unable to fast 2 consecutive lunar months, and if unable to feed 60 poor Muslims 60 muds. To commit mistakes when reciting the Quran, whether or not those mistakes change the meaning. For the one who is solvent to beg, to utter a vow, nadr, with the purpose of depriving the inheritor, to neglect leaving a will which states one's debts to or trusts for others, about which no one other than oneself knows, to attribute oneself to other than one's own father or liberator, such as to say, so and so liberated me, naming other than one's own liberator, to propose to a woman after she is already engaged to another Muslim, to give an Islamic legal judgment, fatwa, without knowledge, to teach or to seek harmful knowledge without an Islamically valid reason, to judge by other than the law of Allah, to wail and to lament the good attributes of the deceased as if the latter is hearing, to utter words which encourage one to do the unlawful or discourage one from doing the obligatory, to utter words which defame Islam, any prophet, the scholars, the Quran, or any of the rights of Allah, to play the flute, to refrain from commanding the obligatory ma'ruf, and from forbidding the unlawful munkar without an excuse, to withhold the obligatory knowledge from the one who requests it, to laugh because a Muslim passed gas, or to laugh at a Muslim to degrade him, to withhold testimony, to neglect the obligatory returning, like saying, wa alaykum as-salam, of the Islamic salutation, as-salamu alaykum, to give an arousing kiss intentionally when one is in the state of pilgrimage, muhrim, or hajj, or umrah, or is fasting an obligatory fast if one fears ejaculation. To kiss those whom one is not allowed to kiss. Sins of the ear. Among the sins of the ear are to listen to the private conversation which others meant to hide, to listen to the flute, lute, and the rest of the unlawful sounds, to listen to gossip, ghiba, about a Muslim that one hates to be said, or to tale-bearing that stirs up enmity among Muslims, namima, and the like. One is not sinful if one hears this involuntarily and hates it, but if one is able, then one must renounce it. Sins of the hands. Among the sins of the hands are to give short, cheat when measuring by volume, weight, or arm length, to steal, to loot, to take the money of others by force, ghasb, to take the trader's tax, max, to misappropriate the spoils of war, ghulul, to kill. An expiation, kaffara, is always due for killing, that is, to free a Muslim slave who has no defects, if unable one fasts 2 consecutive lunar months. Deliberate killing is punishable by death, except if the heirs of the killed person forgive the killer for an indemnity, diya, or for free. In the cases of killing by mistake, and the accidental killing by assault, the due indemnity, diya, is 100 camels for the free male Muslim and half of that for the free female Muslim. The indemnity, diya, varies with the way the killing took place. To beat a person unjustly, to take and to give a bribe, to burn an animal, unless there was no other way to avoid its harm, to dismember an animal, to play with the die and anything that contains gambling, including children's games, to play unlawful musical instruments like the lute, rabab, flute, and string instruments, to intentionally touch the marriageable woman without a barrier, or to touch her lustfully with a barrier, even if the person, in this case, is a non-marriageable kin or of the same sex. To depict that which has a soul. To refrain from paying one's zakah or part of one's zakah after it is due when one is able to pay it, or to pay an invalid zakah, or to give zakah to those who do not deserve it. To refuse to give an employee his pay. To refuse to give the starving what fulfills one's hunger, and to refrain from saving a drowning person without an excuse in both cases. To write what is prohibited to say. To betray, which is opposite to sincere advice, and this includes deeds, sayings, and conditions. Sins of the private parts. Among the sins of the private parts are to commit adultery or fornication, that is, to insert the gland's penis into the vagina unlawfully, to commit sodomy, that is, to insert the gland's penis into the anus. The penalty for the sodomizer who is free is the same as that of the adulterer and fornicator. However, the penalty for the one who is willfully sodomized is 100 lashes and 1 lunar year in exile. The slave receives half of this penalty. To have sexual intercourse with animals, even if they are one's own. To masturbate by the hand of other than one's wife or female slave. To copulate with the woman having menstrual or postpartum bleeding. Or to copulate with the woman whose menstruation or postpartum bleeding terminated, but she has not performed her purificatory bath, ghusl, yet. Or it was performed lacking the proper intention or lacking one of its conditions. To uncover one's unlawful nakedness, awrah, in front of those who are prohibited to look at it, or to disclose one's unlawful nakedness while alone without a reason. To face the qibla, or turn one's back to it while urinating or defecating without placing a barrier in front of one. The barrier must be 2/3 of a cubit or more high and not more than 3 cubits away. An exception is if the place of urination and defecation was prepared for that purpose, such as the toilet. In this prepared place, it is allowed to face or turn one's back to the qibla. To defecate on a grave. To urinate in a mosque, even if it was done in a container, and to urinate on the exalted object. To neglect having circumcision after becoming pubescent. This is allowed according to Imam Malik, however. Sins of the foot. Among the sins of the foot are to walk towards committing a sin, such as walking to the ruler to incite the ruler to inflict unjust harm on a Muslim or the like, or to walk to kill or harm a Muslim unrightfully. the inexcusable escaping of the slave, the wife, or one who owes a right to others from what is incumbent upon one, be it punishment, debt, obligatory spending, obligatory kindness to the parents, or raising the children. To walk arrogantly with a strutting gait, to step over the shoulders of people sitting down except for the purpose of filling a gap, to pass in front of the person performing prayer when the conditions of the barrier placed in front of the prayer place, sutra, are fulfilled, to extend the leg towards the book of the Quran if it is not in a raised location, every walking towards committing an unlawful matter, every walking towards abandoning an obligation. I ask Allah to protect us from committing the different types of sins, to forgive our sins, accept our good deeds, and we ask Allah to admit us to paradise by the virtue of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to gather us with the prophets and the martyrs. Ameen. And Allah knows best. والحمد لله رب العالمين.